kiss on the hand may be quite continental, but diamonds are a girl's best friend. A kiss may be grand, but it won't pay the rental on your humble flat or help you at the automat. Men grow cold as girls grow old, and we all...
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is my diamond episode, episode 75 of the BFO for Thursday, May the 15th, 2008, and y'all... It's Diamond Day and a payday for Big Fatty. Yeah! Oh, Lord. Hello, everyone. I hope you're doing well. I don't know why I am moved to song like that. But y'all, 75, that's the diamond anniversary. Yeah. So that means that this is probably going to be very rough, because, you know, the rough cut diamonds, you know, blood diamonds, I don't know. Diamonds, these have always been very lucky for me. I'm Elizabeth Taylor. I don't know. What the fuck was that all about? I don't know. Now, y'all, you know, for me to be so excited today, I'm not quite sure why I'm so excited, because I've got, well, I am excited that I have three voice letters today, but I'm going to play those for you, but two of them are from lawyers. Oh, Lord.
Hello?
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 Hello.
Hello.
This is Tony Scleretti calling for Big Fatty. You never answer your phone. Anyway. Hi, Big Fatty, BFO. Meh. Anyway, listen, we're having some troubles here at Dewey, Cheatham & Howe. Here's the deal. And this is kind of on the QT, BFO, because I really shouldn't be telling you this, but apparently, when Mr. Schlemmerkinman, Solomon Schlemmerkinman and his wife were on that cruise, well, his wife got off the ship, but he never did. And, so apparently it seems that he may have, how do I put this delicately, met someone on the ship. And, you know, this is just all rumor now, and we don't know. We've spoken with Mrs. Schlemmer-Kinman, and all she said is that, the last day on the cruise, she had seen Saul, her husband, poolside, wearing a borrowed Speedo, and chatting up one of the Puerto Rican pool boy attendants. That's the last anybody's seen of him, so... But anyway, that's neither here nor there, as they say, Mr. Big Fatty. God, I love your show. Did I tell you this? I just love your show. Anyway, that's... What is that? Conflict of interest. It's... Sorry, conflict of interest. So listen, I have some papers from Connie McCumley regarding the lawsuit. We can give it to another attorney here at Dewey, Cheatham & Howe, but she has, and I'm telling you this, on the QT, she has said that she's willing to settle your case for $50,000 and a public apology on your program. For what you called her, the names, the nasty names, and accusing her of stealing your beautiful orange bag. So, give me a call if this sounds interesting to you at all. I will forward the call on to who's ever going to be handling this case now, since we can't find Saul. And just give me a call. You know, this is It's Tony Scaretti. I did say that, didn't I? Dewey, Cheatham, and Hal. Give me a call, fat one. Meh. It always makes me laugh when I go, meh. We'll see what we can do about settling this. So, until it, I don't want it to get ugly. Okay? Okay. Bye-bye.
Oh, Lord, y'all. Connie met cunt. Excuse me. Oh, cunty met cunt. Just is relentless. Y'all, that bitch owes me money. She was the one that treated me like she was the big cunt. And you know what? Sorry, as much as I like you, Tony. And y'all, I'm not sure, but I think Tony may be a little sweet on the fat one. I'm not sure. I have no, there has been no inappropriate touching. However, I'm thinking there may be something there. But and, you know, if Saul is being picked up on an Atlantis cruise and Tony is sweet on me, y'all, I don't think Cunty McCuntcunt has a snowball's chance in hell in this case. All right, now, believe it or not, Big Fatty has received a phone call from yet a second law firm.
This message is for Mr. Fatty, Mr. Big Fatty. This is Mr. Heine of the Law Offices of Big Woody and Heine, and we are calling today to inform you that eBay has requested that we file suit against you because of a fake page that you have posted on your website, namely BigFattyOnline.com. The presence of any fake eBay page on any page other than eBay constitutes a violation of copyright laws, and eBay intends to protect its copyrighted information to the fullest extent of the law. They therefore are asking that you remove this fake page, which we understand features a pair of your soiled underwear, from your website immediately or face dire consequences. You have been warned. Thank you and good day.
Oh, Lord, y'all. First of all, I didn't have anything to do with the eBay posts of the underpants. I believe that came from Miss Kim Beaver, and you can find Miss Kim Beaver over at the www. Now, y'all, one of the things over there at the www, over there under Top of the Heap, if you go under the Ruination information, I have got a little banner there that you can put on your website. And Kim Beaver, you are the one that prompted me to do that, because it's a little bit higher quality than the one from the 1820s that you have over there on your website. But y'all, Kim Beaver hasn't mentioned the fat one in a long time over there, and I think I've pissed her off. And you know, you don't want to piss the beavers off. But Kim, I will be more than happy to forward that phone call to you, since I believe you are the one that was bidding on the underpants and had the eBay site over there. Oh, Lord, I'm sorry. And, well, I've got one more voice letter today, and it is from none other than the Super B at the QCast Connection.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Kevin from QCast Connection. I just had to call and tell you how much I loved episode 74, Growing Old and Gray. You must keep that up. You two are fabulous together. I just thought it was an exceptional episode. Not that your other episodes aren't exceptional. This just rose above and was phenomenal. So I hope you have a good time. I'm looking forward to meeting you at Gay Days. And just so you know, I'm making your favorite dinner tonight, creamed chip beef on toast. That's right. Homemade. Bye-bye.
Delicious. I don't know that I've ever had homemade cream chip beef on toast, but that sounds fantastic. I may have to pull out the old Stouffer's cream chip beef and put it on some toast for the fat one. But y'all, I want to thank Kevin, and I want to thank so many others of you who had so many nice compliments to say about yesterday's episode that Big Fatty did with the one and only and dear sweet Auntie Vera Charles. And it's going to be an ongoing little mini-series. We're going to do it 3 more weeks on Wednesdays, and we're calling it Growing Old and Gray, but, you know, kind of gay instead of gray. But so anyway, we are both 52 years old, and we're just going to talk about what our life was like in the different decades. Now, we did talk about what our life was like in the 20s, and Big Fatty fucked it up and didn't hit the record button, and I feel terrible, because Auntie Vera gave of her time to come and do this, and then dumbass Big Fatty didn't hit the record button. But anyway, we refer back to the 20s in some of the upcoming episodes also, but you can look forward to those for the next 3 Wednesdays coming up. And I'm just going to go over to the BFO, and I'm going to read a couple of the comments just because they were so touching today. First of all, Wes wrote that he had problems downloading the episode in iTunes. Well, Wes, what I mentioned to you, and I'll just let everyone else know, this episode was not downloadable in San Diego. So, Wes, I'm sorry, but we put a block on there so that it could not be downloaded in San Diego, especially in the rougher areas of town. Now, Michael in Stuttgart said that he had tears in his eyes listening to this, and he says that me and Auntie Vera are both just so sweet and cute, and thanks for sharing and for that show art. And y'all, if you hadn't seen the show art, you need to go you need to go over to the BFO and see what that's all about. He thought that my views on relationships were very interesting and touching. I'm assuming that's inappropriate touching. Archer, the Godfather, said that he was listening to the 30s, and it made him want to hear more about our 20s. And Big Fatty came to an amazing conclusion in his 30s. I did? What did I do in my 30s? What was my amazing conclusion? I don't remember. Okay, what a great discussion. I can't wait for the 40s. I think my 40s are the best, so I can't imagine what you guys will have to say about those. Brian from Boston, what an interesting show. Provided some previously unknown deep insight into all things BF. Now, I'm not sure what the insight was there, Brian. But evidently, Brian learned something about the fat one on this episode. And we had a post also by Fat Freddy, and he just says that old people are awesome. And, you know, he's been resisting going over to the Auntie Vera Charles for a few weeks since everyone has started talking about Auntie Vera Charles. For one, he just doesn't like being a follower. For two, he just doesn't have enough extra time in his day to add one more podcast to his list. But after hearing us talk, he just might have to head over there. What an absolutely delightful man. I couldn't agree with you more about back in the day. I've been playing a lot of Remember When myself lately, and Auntie Vera Charles just made me smile thinking about the good old days. Excuse me, good old gays. And he spelled it gays intentionally, and I said it wrong. Okay. Because, you know, old. And finally, the Ramble Redhead wrote that he really loved this show and enjoyed hearing more about Big Fatty, and that I was so honest about how I feel. It is yet another reason why he enjoys the show so much, and he's so glad that I am happy living my life the way I am. He's a big fan of Auntie Vera Charles, and he's glad he had her back. He's glad I had her back online. Okay. Y'all, I'm sorry. I just can't fucking read. I'm just retarded. Well, now, while I'm over at the BFO, I want to tell y'all that I have somebody new over on the listener map. And, you know, we all know that it takes for fucking ever to load. So while we're waiting for it to load, let's get into today's Who's the Host? All right, everyone, this week on Memory Lane Music, we're going to switch it up a little bit, and we're going to play a game called Who's the Host? Now, the way this will work, I'm going to play you three short clips from different quiz programs that were hosted by the same person over their careers. And what you have to do is figure out, well, let's see, what was that quiz program? And then figure out the common host between all three. So, if you're ready, here comes today's first quiz program clip.
Who's the man with the money, makes a dark day sunny? Who's the fella every day, gives a bundle away? Who's the guy with the prizes that'll light up your eyes? It's never ending, get a friend and get ready to play. Hey, 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 hey. It's the wizard.
Y'all, do you have any clue who hosted those three quiz programs? Well, it was none other than Alex Trebek. Alex Trebek was born July 22nd, 1940, and of course he's best known for hosting Jeopardy, but he has quite a career. He hosted quite a few different shows. He's done The Music Hop, Vacation Time, Reach for the Top, The Wizard of Oz, Double Dare, High Rollers, The $128,000 Question, Battlestars, Pitfall, and Jeopardy Classic Concentration, and To Tell the Truth. He even hosted Wheel of Fortune one day on April Fool's Day back in 1997. He's also been given three different Daytime Emmy Awards for Outstanding Game Show Host from 89 to 90, in 2003, and in 2006. Now, Alex Trebek is a naturalized citizen of the United States. He became one in 1998, and of course, he was originally from Canada. So, that is your Who's the Host for today. It's Alex Trebek. Well, you notice I didn't play Jeopardy. That would have given it away. I mean, come on. Now, y'all, the map has finally loaded, and I want to welcome Kathleen from Boston, Massachusetts, to the listener map. And she says that she loves the show from your Boston-based lesbian. I guess that's a Boston thing for lesbian. Now, y'all, over at the BFO, we have posted the schedule of what's going on for Gay Days. So if you're still thinking about coming down, or if you want to just see what's going on, go on over there. Now, the time of the tea with Queen Liz and her vag has switched yet again. It's now at 3:45 on that Saturday afternoon, and we've got 20 people coming now. I'm not sure we can add more, but we certainly can add more if you don't tell the fat one you want to come. So let me know immediately, and we'll see what we can do. But y'all, it looks like it's going to be quite the hoot nanny, and we're going to have a blog about it with pictures and everything. And I've got to go put on some diamonds or something. I feel pretty. Can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good, gosh, and gay. me. This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.